D&D Outdoors is brought to you by the Headline Outdoors. Head on over to headlineoutdoors.com to watch Season 1, Season 2 today, and also download Headline Outdoors streaming app on Roku or Fire TV. D&D Outdoors is also brought to you by the Southwestern Outdoorsman. Head on over to www.southwesternoutdoorsman.com and purchase your D&D Outdoors official t-shirt or decal today.
And welcome back, everyone, to D&D Outdoors. Today on the show, some surprise attacks. This time not from the anti-honey community, but or an alligator. Something completely different. I haven't told Dustin about this one yet. We got a new record for Idaho and salmon. Some numbers have came in that there are new, a lot more hunters and fishermen, and a lot more. How are you doing today, Dustin?
I'm doing all right, man. How about you?
I'm doing good. I can complain, but it won't do any good, right?
Nobody listens, so.
Exactly. Another day in paradise, right?
That's right. You know,
testing out our new video recording software thingy. Dustin already broke it, so, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, is yours like flashing up percentages?
Like the volume when you talk?
It's like a red dot for like it's recording and all, but then it starts flashing up like it's a 96, 99%. Then it drops down. Okay.
No, I don't have that. You're the special one. Oh, I see. It's not flashing, but it's uploading as we go. So it records as we go, so we don't have to try to save everything at the end. I see what you're talking about now.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. You got to love technology, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Fish and Wildlife Service reports came out. There are millions of new hunter and anglers in 2022. In 2022, 14.4 million people went hunting, have reported. That's a lot of dang people. Now, it didn't break it down. They were like bird hunting, big game hunting, rabbit hunting, what type of hunting they were doing. But that's a lot of people. 14.4 million.
I'm assuming they weren't all in the woods at the same time.
I would hope not. Dang. I mean, you never know, though. Some of the places you hunt at, though, my goodness, it seems like all 14.4 million people are in that one area.
Yeah.
14.4 million went hunting. How many people do you think went fishing?
Seven million.
No, higher.
Really?
We'll give you one last guess.
10.
You're close. 40 million people went fishing last year.
Golly.
They spent an estimated $394 billion with a B on hunting and fishing equipment, tags, and all that good stuff last year. 40 million. So you're looking at about a total of 54.4 million people that participated in somewhat of an outdoor. I didn't run the numbers for the people that went out and like viewed wildlife because I don't really care too much about that, you know. But I think, yeah, that's a lot of people. A lot of people. Fishing did catch me off guard because I thought it'd be lower what you had said, but then I started thinking, like, you think of the people at, like, the city ponds, neighborhood ponds, things like that.
I didn't realize there's that many people fishing.
That's a lot of people fishing. No wonder why I can't catch anything. People caught all the fish. If you get 40 million people. Well, I guess that's good, though. Get more people interested in it. Create more revenue, I guess, but at the end of the day, it just depends what they do with the revenue. You know, if they use it for good, which they're supposed to with the Pittman-Robinson Act, or, you know, you don't see all that goes back in pretty much to wildlife, into the wildlife, and you don't really see the results. But, I mean, I guess everything takes time to get out there. I'm not sure exactly. They don't break down what each state agency really does with the money and the national agencies.
Now, with the Pittman-Robertson Act, if we were to get elected as president and vice president, and we give the country a free year of hunting and fishing, what would that do to the Pittman-Robertson Act?
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be too good for the local state agencies. Because, I mean, yeah, we just do what every great politician does. We create a tax to cover it.
What if we do like the other president and we donate our salary for the year to purchase everybody's hunting and fishing license?
Well, I like that. I'm down to donate my salary.
That way, I mean, everybody has a license. They can go hunt, fish, do whatever they need to do in the outdoors for free. It's on us.
Well, and,
you know, Pittman Robinson still gets their money.
They do. I don't know. I think we got like $350,000 in total salary we make. So we might come up a little short. We'll just, you know what we can do? If you donate to PETA and you donate to the other anti-hunting whatever organizations, we'll just add a 30% tax to your tax bill.
There you
go. We'll cover it. Yeah, and then we'll just cover it that way.
Now we think.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, if you donate to them, it's an automatic 30% tax on what you donated. And those thingies will be taxed at 50% of their total revenue.
Even better.
And then the leftover we'll just put right back into Pittman Robinson. I think you've got a plan.
I think this is a win.
I think I really do. I think we might win this. I don't know how my wife will feel about moving again. And I don't know how I feel about living in Washington, D.C. But, you know, we learned from this current person in office, just take vacations every week.
Yeah, I didn't plan on going up there, but okay.
Yeah. Oh, you're closer. You can probably commute.
No, it's...
Well, you get that helicopter, you get Marine One.
No. Mm-mm.
You think you can hunt out of that? Do some hog hunting out of Marine One? Sit up there. With an AR platform, gun them down.
Oh, yeah. You could just see the people in Congress heads exploding now.
Ooh. You sit up there, you do some scouting. You get all that advanced military satellites. So you just sit on your phone, look back, look from elk from space or deer or whatever you're hunting, know exactly where they're at, send a little tracker on them to follow them. Sending a drone strike to take them out, you might not even have to pull a trigger.
And where's the fun in that, Dan?
You got to blow some shit up, though. Sit up there with a drone. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I think we got it. So remember, just vote for us. You can write us in, because I don't know. I don't think we've raised enough money yet. We've raised approximately $0 in our presidential campaign. None of you guys have donated. Very disappointed. Hell, we'll even throw in a free fishing rod. I think that's bribery. Never mind.
Yeah, we can't.
With the free license that we're going to give out, with our first presidential act, it will come with a free fishing rod. There you go. Now that's not bribery.
Okay.
I think we got this down. We'll halt these wolf introductions. Kind of. Probably get yelled at. We should be good. I think we got this.
If they truly love the outdoors, they will vote for us.
Yeah. No other president running on this campaign.
No.
No. Not one bit. Yeah. If you don't like hunting and fishing, don't vote for us. But if you like to want to hunt and fish and be sure it's protected, vote for us. We can guarantee at least like what? 4 years, I think. Yeah, 4 years. Then we get elected again, 8 years. And it'll just become, maybe we'll just do some China-type stuff and just not leave.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys will like us so much, you guys will just want to keep us in for life. We won't complain. Or we could, then we could flip-flop. I'll be president, you can be vice president. There we go. We just got 16 years.
If we were to win, do we have to keep the creepy old man in the basement?
Yeah, because we can just mess with him at night. We could turn the presidential bowling alley into like a shooting range.
I think we might be too old for him, though.
I do too. We'll just keep him down there so he doesn't do anything stupid. And we won't Dick Cheney you guys. We won't shoot you guys when we go hunting. We know where to aim. Yeah. We got it. Man, you like hunting, fishing, vote for Dell and Dustin. Or Dustin and Dell, actually, because you're the president. I'm vice president. I just get to sit back and collect a paycheck and ride around in limos and big planes, and I don't really know what I got to do. I'll just smile every now and then, wave.
Do you like the current vice president? Don't even show up.
No. Yeah, I'll just show up, laugh a little bit, and call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Speaking of wolves, the Michigan wolf is stabilized at 631 wolves. Now, these wolves are mainly in the Upper Peninsula, which is the land that Wisconsin hasn't invaded yet from Michigan. It just connects to Wisconsin. They're at a level where people are calling for management now. The Upper Peninsula Sportsmen Association president is, surprisingly, this is going to be crazy to Dustin. You ready to hear some crazy things that are happening? Population has increased up there, they're seeing a dramatic decline in the deer population. It's pretty crazy, right? I don't know how that would work out.
Let's decrease the hunting there. Let's do that. That's what it is.
Yeah. I don't know. The UP, it's pretty wild. I've been to the UP before. It's beautiful. But there's not much up there. It's pretty much just wilderness. Yeah. No, it's rough winters. I think that's where moose are at up in Michigan. It's pretty cool up there. But, yeah, there's wolves. There's seeing decline of deer. And, you know, it's just interesting. We talk about it all the time, wolves. And it's not like anything. You know, wolves aren't bad, you know. But the bad part about wolves are when they're reintroduced, brain's not working too well there, and they don't have a management plan for them. You know, remember, you know, it's very hush-hush in Arizona that the wolves are only on, like, the New Mexico border, and that's a lie. We've seen them, we've heard them out hunting deer and way away from where they're supposed to be at, an elk. You know, you see the little defenders of wildlife try to sneak out there and track them down. But the wolves in Arizona are Mexican gray wolves. So they're smaller wolves. They don't eat the huge animals like the timber wolves do up in Michigan, or the wolves that they're introducing to Colorado and the ones you see in Wyoming and Montana and all that. They're more of a small breed of wolves.
Okay.
So you don't mess with them too much. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. I think some states up, I think Minnesota is opening up a limited wolf hunt. I think it's coming to Wisconsin next. So eventually they'll get to Michigan over there. And, you know, hopefully 631, that's a lot of wolves. Especially in, like, it's not the whole state. It's just in the confined area. And it, yeah. So if you don't know where the UP is, well, on our Instagram post about this, you'll know where the UP is, because it'll be, we'll have a nice little circle for you on there. And we'll be back from a quick word from our sponsors over at Pure Pro.
Whether you're hunting, fishing, scouting, sitting down for long periods of time just really takes it out of you. Your back is sore, your body is sore. You're going to have to leave your tree stand or blind early just because you are not comfortable. Well, let's change that with Pure Pro. Pure Pro is making an avid hunter, outdoor enthusiast, some most comfortable products out there in the market. You can be able to sit for long periods of times and not have a sore back or body. Made right here in the USA. Get your Pure Pro products today at www.purepro.com. That is www.pur-pro.com today.
Pro, go out and get yourself one. Most comfortable thing. You won't regret this hunting season. Nothing worse than being cold and sitting in miserable. Just be cold. Have a comfy seat to sit on at least. Well, we've talked. Was the last episode about a giant gator eating a dog?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Guess we got a dog this time.
Not a gator.
I'm not gonna, you got a guess.
Shark.
Oh, you're getting good at this. In Nova Scotia, a dog was out in Medway Head, Nova Scotia. I think that's how they pronounce it up there in Canada. I don't know. I'm not very good with these Canadian things. You know, maple syrup. That's about it. Canadian geese. Good with that stuff. A great white shark killed Pepper, a Chesapeake Bay retriever, while him and his owner are out sea duck hunting.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a little rough.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, I've never heard of a shark attack on a dog. I mean, I'm sure it happens more than it gets reported. Especially like now, in those remote areas where people are out swimming.
How deep was the water?
I don't think it was that deep. I believe it was, I mean, you can't, I don't think sea duck hunting, you don't go, I don't think you go like too far offshore on it. You know, I'm not out there. Let's see. How's it going? So they're out in a boat and the dog. Nope. So maybe it was happening a little far out. It doesn't say how far out. It was around 8 a.m. They're out hunting sea ducks. This is according to the CBC. I'm just guessing it's a Canadian broadcasting something or another. Happened Wednesday. And let's see. The ocean was gone. Ocean. Pepper. Yeah, it doesn't really necessarily say how far out they were. They said, by the wounds to Pepper, that it was a juvenile shark. So they said it was about a 2.5-meter shark, so about a 7-8-foot shark.
Yeah, that's a real juvenile, all right.
Yeah, for great white. How about Shark Week? I mean, maybe they'll do a Shark Week episode on this next week here.
Oh, when we did the stingray hunt, the guide also did the sea duck hunt. And, yeah, he would talk about you get, you know, 200-300 yards offshore, but your back's to the land. And that's a little bit better than, you know, if you were wading out. Because that's what hit me was shark attacked dog. How deep was the water? Because were they in a boat or are they walking out?
They were in a boat. The dog jumped off the boat to get the duck.
That
okay.
Is a little bit I'm better.
Not, yeah. Well, I would. I don't even know, man. I would probably.
You're walk out blind and a shark just attacked your dog. Or how you getting back to shore?
I'm calling the Coast Guard. I ain't getting out of that damn line. I'm gonna be so high up on that roof. You ain't getting. Nope. Yeah. I don't mess with that stuff, man. Goodness gracious. Yeah, no, that doesn't sound like fun. I mean, obviously losing your dog, but if you had to walk through all that to get back. I probably would have been running as fast as I could. You know, they say that's worse because then the sharks will attack because of the commotion. At that point, you know, you can just end me. The shark can take me out. I don't think you can. Great whites are protected, so you can't even go shoot and have some shark sushi.
If they're attacking you, I think you can defend yourself.
Well, yeah, if they're attacking you, but you can't go out and hunt the shark that killed your dog. Now the question is, do you get your dog taxidermied with a replica shark?
Did they get the dog back?
Yeah, because that's how they figure out how big the shark was, by measuring the bite marks on the dog. Which is kind of surprising. The shark would have ate the dog.
I've seen some, you know, like crocodiles, you know, taxidermied where they're coming out of the water and grabbing certain other taxidermied animals. That might be interesting to have.
Yeah.
It'd be a conversation starter, at least.
That definitely was. So they were, Harvey, they were about four. Okay, so they're doing Canadian stuff on me here. So they were about 12 feet off the shore. Wait, 3 times 4.5. Yeah, 12. So about 15 feet. No, about 13 feet off the shore. 13.5. I don't know if I'm doing my Canadian math conversions right.
So they were close to shore?
Yeah.
Darn.
Okay. And they were in a boat. Yeah. And interesting. Very, very interesting on that. Well, I don't know. I don't think I would be. I think next time if I was going to go out and go sea duck hunting, I would just row my boat over to pick it up next time.
Have one of the Secret Service agents swim over and get it.
Yeah. Yeah, let him. They got guns. They can take care of it. You got to just have Marine One go over it, hover over and just reach out and grab it. I like that. I like that. And now we're in the Zone record brought to you by Zone Protects. Zone Protects. Well, mosquitoes really aren't out much anymore. So they have this cool scent-covered deer attractant now that you can use in the wintertime. You can use a year-round Zone Protect product to, you know, bring on your deer. Hopefully have a good harvest with them. And this is a new state record in Idaho for a salmon. On October 13th, Idaho fisherman Matt Hosking pulled a coho salmon out from the Clearwater River. It weighed 11.78 pounds, which beat the state record that was previously held, obviously, because it's a new state record. How much, we're playing the guessing game today, Dustin.
Okay.
How much do you think this beat the state record by?
What was the previous record?
I can't tell you that because you almost got me there.
Beat the other state record by 2 pounds.
No. This surprised me. By 0.48 ounces. Not even a full ounce to beat it by.
That's what I meant was 2 ounces.
You forgot a round, right?
Yeah, I just moved my decimal wrong or something.
You're still stuck on the Canadian math.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the question is, did that fish just not take a poop that day? And the other one did right before it was caught. Could you imagine holding that record, then all of a sudden someone comes strolling around and a half ounce beats you by? Oh my, I would be like, oh, we need a reweigh here.
Yeah.
See that. I mean, cohos don't get that big. We used to catch them in Colorado, but I never seen anything over like a pound and a half. Where I was catching them in the rivers when they were running. It would be, I mean, thank goodness. I would not be very happy if I was that fisherman. That
so what was the total record. Weight?
11.78 pounds. Sorry, I forgot that. So the previous one carried the 3, subtract a couple, was it what, 11.30 pounds.
Yeah. Golly.
Sounds about right. I'd be very upset. That fish must ate good that day. Ate like 2 extra bugs to beat the record. Or ate some rocks or something.
They check them for weights?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm sure the walleye fishermen were not there that day. Oh, no. Gosh. Yeah, I'd be a little upset when I found out my record was broken that way. At least, like, if it beat me by a pound or two, not by that little of a pound. Oh, man. Well, speaking of our presidential runs and how we're going to save ourselves the time and effort of hunting, you sent me an interesting – it was a video article that are now offering deer recovery by drones. My goodness. Wow. So I think it's in Virginia, right, too?
I'm not 100% sure where it was. You would have to check your local regulations because some states you could fly the drone out there and locate your deer, but as soon as you locate, you can't touch it if the drone is involved.
Yeah, so that's how.
Get touchy.
Yeah, I've seen. I think we talked about one of our first couple episodes where an elk hunter flew in a helicopter to take his elk out.
And they do that over with the red stags. They'll, after they shoot them, instead of trying to drag them out, they'll just bring a helicopter in, hook them, take them out.
But I was, first off, when you sent me that, I just thought, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, you can use the camera to see a deer where it's at. Then I, like, watched the video. I was like, oh, this drone's picking up the deer. Stop just looking for the deer.
How much are they?
I don't know. My goodness. We are not giving you guys a free drone. Don't even go there when we win.
No drones. I was asking for myself.
Yeah. Let's look. Heavy, because it has to be like a heavy lifting drone.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just have. All right, let's see here. They make them for dropping fishing bait.
That's kind of cool.
So a fishing drone costs, it says right here for this one, $5,000. So let's see how much. So these ones don't even go up to a deer weight. These go up to 17 pounds. Let's do 100 plus pounds. Let's see. This might be one of those drones that you have to maybe, I don't know. I didn't even know drones could lift that much, to be honest with you. Because, holy, what drone capacity. I guess, no. Well, now that I think of it, like back in Arizona by my house, Walmart was starting to deliver groceries by drones. So, like, you get your groceries dropped down. I don't know. I'm gonna estimate. Let's see. Agriculture spraying drone. This one has night vision. Illuminate the night sky. That's just a little one, though. Now you can do payment plans on them. You can do a payment plan on a drone. Mighty Fly, huh? I don't know. It doesn't say anything that goes above. Let's see here. All right, Dustin. Can I borrow your credit card?
No.
We're looking at about $61,000.
That.
Inflation, right?
Somebody bumped their heads.
Yeah, I mean, you think, I can't remember the pricing. The pricing wasn't too outrageous to get it done, actually, but you have to haul a lot of damn deer to pay off your drone.
Yeah.
I guess, can you write that off as a business expense?
Yeah.
Does Headline Outdoors need a deer recovery drone for tax purposes? Hey, if you can get one that, think of it, if you can get one that carries more weight, you hate trekking through the swamps, you can just fly yourself in on your drone.
That's true.
No more wet feet. Sit yourself in the nice on your Pier Pro pad on your tree stand, just drop yourself down and land the drone. Huh. Now you're thinking about it.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Now we're gonna be present. We got Marine One take care of that.
That's right.
We got that. Probably some super secret silent helicopter we can just silently hover.
I'm sure we can get a presidential endorsement and get it for a lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we should. Say we need it test it out for some military type crap.
Who knows what the military's got? They might have something better.
They probably do.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we will. They probably also have that damn invisible camo that just makes you invisible.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that much.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, if you're out, and I know they're illegal in the western states, at least in Colorado and Arizona. But if you're out in your state and you don't want to carry your deer out, I'll check out drone recovery. Honestly, it'd be one of those things I think it'd be just kind of do once in a lifetime thing. Just say screw it.
It'd be neat just to see it one time.
Yeah. So it's not flying deer. I know so many people probably will think that. It's just dead deer flying. That is going to traumatize some damn kids. Deer with blood coming out of it. Can you imagine, or if it crashes and the damn deer explodes and guts go everywhere, you're just driving down the road and a deer lands on your truck?
As long as it's not around Christmas time,
we're good. Yeah. Oh, man, can you call your insurance guy? Yeah, a deer just fell out of the sky on me. And we will leave you guys with that mental image for today. Thank you guys very much for listening to D&D Outdoors. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And if you're heading to work, it will be over soon. Did it stop?